Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, Kelly Copeland, John Copeland. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If the Word preached on this broadcast has helped you grow in faith, we want to hear from you. Share your testimony on kcm.org/story and let God, goodness, and faith. Now listen, it took two to get this one. You ready? I am so blessed by your teaching through the BVOV broadcast. I'm growing in the Word and putting my faith to work. Through His Word, God is working in my life. Evidently and surely, GM, Kenya. They like the broadcast in Africa.
There you go.
Hey, hallelujah goes right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're watching it in Kenya. It's wonderful. On BVOV, there's a word of knowledge about someone who had a back problem in sciatica. I heard the Lord say to me, get up and touch your toes. I obeyed, the pain went away, and I've been healed ever since. Mm-hmm. W.E. in Michigan. Praise God. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
And let me tell you again that testimonies build, they don't bring faith as such, but they bring capacity for faith because someone says, whoa, if God do that for them, He do it for me. I believe it. Then faith came. Right.
Revelation says testimony of Jesus Christ is a spirit of prophecy. So when it happens somewhere else, that's prophesying to you, that, and then you can latch on to His Word.
Praise
God.
It's
for you. But when you hear it happen to somebody else, that's a prophecy to you.
That's right. Oh, and let me say this before we get off the air. I want people to know that these are available. The Classic Amplified is now a Kenneth Copeland publication, and the book on the covenant and the contradiction that Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens did. This one, the Kenneth Copeland Word of Faith Study Bible of 50 years in the ministry, so this is 8 years old, but commentaries, and this is done in the MEV. It's my commentaries on faith and healing and so forth. And then the one we've been working about. And somebody says, you're trying to sell these? Yes, I am. Thank you very much. But I want you to know that they're available. They're available in our bookstore. I mean, you can order them and so forth. But they are not. Let me tell you something. These are not to get money in. These are things to get the Word out.
That's what it is.
To get it out. Then the money comes in.
Yes.
That's what the Lord told me years and years and years and years. Seemed like a lot of years ago. It has been a lot of years ago. But without the Word, without the covenant and knowledge of the blood, when you go through anywhere, you say it says precious promises, you just write in there precious blood-backed promises.
Yes.
The blood of animals, the blood through circumcision, and the sinless blood of Jesus. This is a book of covenants. And a lot of times it says testament when it meant covenant. Just a word. Now, back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We got, how far did we get down? We got down to verse 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. No, we were before that. So let's come over to, verse 14. The love of Christ, Christ, the anointed one and His anointing. In Greek, Christ is anointed and means Messiah. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, it is Messiah. Messiah means anointed.
Amen.
So we celebrate the anointed one and His anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And His anointing. It is His anointing that is in us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Verse 15. And that He died for all, that they which should live not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, know ye not after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh? Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
One translation says, a new species of being. Yeah. We know what Jesus said in John 3:16, you must be born again. Nicodemus couldn't understand that. Can I get back into my mother's womb? No, he was talking about after he's raised from the dead, you become a new creature in him.
Amen.
A new species of being. Amen. Old things are passed away. That old sin nature is gone. And like with Gloria and me, it was gone. And we didn't know where it was in the Bible. We just knew it was gone. Because all of a sudden, every time we saw a church steeple, we wanted to get inside and see what they were doing. And so, and all that old sin creature is called all things become new. That's not it. And all things are of God. Everything about your new creature is of God because God did it. And God literally turned his back on his own son. But read the 22nd Psalm as classic amplified. It starts out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And it finishes with, it is finished. Hallelujah. And that's what he used in hell to defeat the devil, and the devil had to bow his knee to him. I can prove it to you in the book of Hebrews. Praise God. To know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or holding against them their trespasses, committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to hear that, Kelly, in the Classic Amplified, please.
Okay.
That 21st verse.
5:21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
There we go. I just that on you.
That's bro. Okay. 5:21. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness.
Oh, that just says it all. That the King James cuts it kind of close, but that's precious.
Yeah.
That's absolutely precious. So that in him. And so many times throughout it says we are in right standing with him. Righteousness is an old English word, but that's what it means. That's not holiness. That's right standing. Where do you find the wholeness? In the fruit of the Spirit. All of these things, goodness, kindness, meekness, faithfulness, against such there is no law. He said, you be holy as I am holy. It is impossible for us to live a sinless life because anything that is not of faith is sin. And there's things you do, and I think of little dimwit things that I've done. And I said, and I mean, even back before I was born again, I said, oh, Lord, I just repent of that. And I know I'm forgiven of it, but you live a grateful life and a repenting life. Let's turn over there to 1 John. This is important. That repentance comes Without faith, it won't work. Read it in the first chapter of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and with our hands have handled, the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we've seen and heard and declare we unto you, that we may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we've heard of Him. Stop right there. This is the message which we've heard of Him. So if you've heard it from Him, accept it by faith.
Amen.
I don't care how you feel about it. And of course, there's one time I'm thinking about right now where I really learned this. God is light. Light be.
Yes.
He is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. How can you fathom absolute love? So, how am I going to do this to get a concept? So I just researched what is absolute cold. Whether it is zero heat. Now it's that way in outer space, but I'm talking about here on the Fahrenheit scale. And it is so far below zero that because there's, I don't care how cold it gets, there's a little heat in the air. He's absolute love like that. You can't even calculate it.
Glory to God.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, say the blood.
The blood.
The blood. Of Jesus, the anointed one, and His anointing, His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and the word isn't in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate, a lawyer, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And we've been made the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
Well, Father, I repent of it. This happened to me one time. I repent of it, and I renounce it, and I receive my forgiveness. But I'm not going back over and preach. I'm not going. He said, "Didn't you confess that before me?" Here comes a great revelation. I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "Kenneth, when you confessed it is not when I found out about it." Are you listening, class? He said, "When you confessed it is when you got rid of it." Oh, whoa. I said, "Sir, forgive me. Now I exercise my faith, not my feelings about this situation." My feelings. We have a lawyer. You don't care how you feel about it.
Yes.
A lawyer. An advocate. He is our attorney.
Yeah.
And I just have to envision Him saying, "Father, He's okay. He's one of us now. He finally used his faith on this thing. So I've forgiven him. Now, what did he tell his disciples to do? Forgive.
Yes.
Well, how many times? Seven times a day, forgive. It finally wound up being something like 400 times a day. If he keeps doing it, forgive him 400 times. As long as he comes. Mm-hmm. What is that? That's the type of all of us. I don't care how many times he keeps coming. Keeps coming. Just keeps coming. Just keeps coming. The fact that you keep on coming is absolutely an important thing. But there's going to have to come a time that your feelings are not telling you what to do. He just tell you, like the Apostle Paul, shut up, flesh. And my two grandchildren were in the back of the car.
My kid and his kid.
Yes. One of his and one of hers. Courtney and Max. Shut up, Max. No,
shut up,
devil. Shut up, devil. Courtney, what was the devil telling you to do? Well, the devil's telling me I ought to break Max's leg. Well, no, you don't be breaking Max's leg. But she knew. She's telling, shut up, devil. I'm not going to break Max's leg. Well, in some ways, that's funny, but it
shows
real.
How the devil operates.
Yes.
Well, and they knew better than to take it.
Yeah.
As little children, they knew better than to take that. There's no way I can count the number of times that Gloria and I have taken authority over tornadoes. Yeah. And those things just go back up. Jesus said, peace be still. And I say, you better get back up there in the name of Jesus where you belong. Ministering angels, you break that thing up.
Yep.
Jesse and Kathy have broken up hurricanes like that off of the Gulf.
Yes.
And Jesse said, just stick your finger in the eye of the thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And just one great big thunderstorm. You don't ever get any closer than 25 miles to one of those things. Because they spit stuff out the top that you can't see. And Gloria's little brother Stanley was in the right seat. And I was flying a Cessna 421. And so I just flew around out there, and that thing came. And I just spoke to it. I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. You get back up there. You get right back up there in the name of Jesus where you belong. Ministering angels, you get it.
Amen.
And well, I wasn't paying any attention to him. And got on the ground, and he's still kind of like this. That Uncle Kenneth talked to that tornado, and it did it. And so one night it was looking really bad. And we were headed to church. We were living over there in Florentine. And it looked, I said, kids, this one's yours. Boy, I'm telling you, they got after that thing. And the two of them went right back up.
Train of child.
Amen. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And they took the authority because it's in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The name is where the power lies.
Yes.
Here we are again. Teach and train your children. Yes. Now, Benny Hinn's son-in-law, Michael Koulianos,
yes.
He came out to our hangar one day and we were discussing the things of God. A thunderstorm came across out there. I said, no, you don't, devil, not on this property. I turned around. I said, are you coming? I really wasn't thinking about it. And he just followed me out there. And I started talking to it. I mean, it was just going. I just started talking to it and came on back inside. And, you know, 5-10 minutes, it just stood. And I said, well, now that's better. And went on. Well, I didn't pay any attention to it. Well, he was speaking somewhere else last night, and he killed me, the storm killer. I didn't kill it. The name of Jesus is the one that killed it. But now let me tell you one about him. in an indoor stadium in Florida. And they were having miracles. That's when that blind woman's eyes were opened in line. And then her friend introduced her to her husband. Because her husband, she was a widow, and she is married. And Kelly was there. He was laying hands on people, and suddenly she said, "I can see." And this woman said, "May I introduce you to someone?" She said, "Yes." This man walked around there. She'd never seen him. And she said, "May I introduce you to your husband?" When he spoke, she knew him, and she grabbed him.
Sweet.
In that same meeting, they told them, if it gets to a certain temperature, we're going to have to close the top of this thing, and it'll be too suffocating in here. We'll have to stop the meeting. They prayed, and a little shower came, nowhere but in there. And dropped the temperature low enough to finish the service.
Amen.
Now, Tallahassee, Florida. A tornado. There's a healing school. And I was really exhausted that moment. I stayed in. I saw that thing coming. And I began to speak to it. While I was standing in, I saw it. I began to speak to it as it did this. That tornado stopped at that convention center. It ripped open the top of the building. And the Lord had said this to Jerry Savelle. The Lord said, "Stop saying that, just blows me away."
Oh.
And Gloria said, she said, "I'll never say that again. I never did say it in the first place because I stand on my words." It ripped the top. She said, "My Bible's getting wet." The elephant doors in the back, that thing, there was a policeman back there and there's a little boy running across here. And he just grabbed him and moved over. Now listen to me, class. That big elephant door, when it blew open, hung by one hinge. If it had come off, it would have gone right across Gloria and right across that pulpit.
That's right.
They said, "Well," and John said, "You don't know my mother." So they said, "Well, we have a bigger room." And so they took her down and they finished healing school in the basement of that auditorium.
They tried to get her to quit.
The steel out there didn't even hit anyone's car. And we're out of time. Here we're out of time. But we are new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we don't say that just blows my brain. Mm-mm. Or blows me away. We'll be back in just a moment.
When there are obstacles that seem insurmountable and nothing seems to be going right, God already made a way to empower you to succeed. In his book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, Kenneth Copeland reveals God's original design was for you to thrive. He always intended for you to live enriched and whole in every area, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Jesus gave you the authority to rule and empowers you by the Holy Spirit to succeed. He set you free from the law of sin and death. You were created in God's image, called to live in His victory. Fear, lack, and confusion have no hold when you're living in the blessing. Jesus connects you to the blessing, and your faith receives it. Develop your faith and let God's love drive fear out. Step into the blessing of the Lord and accomplish God's will for your life. To get your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. No matter where you are in the progress of your life as a Christian, learn more about God and His relationship with you as you dig deeper into the vital message of the blessing. This special offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one, the greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It is an opportunity to sow into the word that you heard this week and last week. It's been powerful, hasn't it?
Amen.
And this week, most especially about faith. Galatians 6, here it is. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season shall we will reap if we faint not. So we pray over this offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive it into this ministry. We receive it into the work of this ministry, and we bless it. We bless it according to the word of the living God, and we honor the word in this offering in Jesus' name. Partner, thank you for being faithful and giving support. Now, when Kelly and John were little, we talked so much about our partners, they thought you were part of the family. They really did. The word of the Lord came to me at the very beginning of this ministry. I want you to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We've done it and we are doing it, and you are a part of every soul won and every life changed. I want to invite you to join us and become a KCM partner. Amen. To find out more information, connect us today, kcm.org/partner. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, class. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah for three wonderful weeks. If you missed any of the broadcasts, you can listen or watch them anytime, kcm.org, the Roku channel, or the Victory app. Mm-hmm. Oh, I go to it myself. Praise God. Until next time, Kenneth, Kelly, and John Copeland reminding you that God loves you. And we love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.